I don't know whether he will come again or we will.
Pointer.
Don't see pointer.
Не на эту, не на эту. Вот впереди кнопка.
Вот это? А, все, понял. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. It's our response for some remarks that was made by Professor Clemens. And it's a general view of our device. Main advantage of our device consists of device of phase that located on external beam of nucleotron is that we can create hot matter in frame of one source, because easiest way to create two excited nuclei is reactions with relativistic heavy ions, but in this case we have, in usual case, we have three sources and we have rotation, shape distortion, some flow, and in case that we can create on phase device, I mean that light relativistic projectiles and heavy ions and heavy target, we can create one excited source of nucleus. This slide shows that we have, usually we have, in case, if you look how we can produce the hot fragment, we usually, theoretician looks on production of excited nuclei. It's excitation of nucleus consists of two steps. First step, theoretician looks like cascade when small particles go in forward direction. After that, we have residual, target residual, and target residual has only, we can create one source, excited nucleus in frame of one source. So, I told you that we have some remarks from Professor Clemens. He answered on his remark, and he was satisfied for some physical, some answers on physical questions, and told and wrote that we should increase, at least briefly, the historical part studying process of multi-fragmentation. So I show this slide where this slide was from work of Bo Jacobson, who was discovered process of multi-fragmentation in 1982 at Bovalak Berkeley Accelerator. And it was it was discovered in photo emulsion and radiated by carbon beams with 250 MeV per nucleon energy. After this discovery, was created many 4pi devices in the world. So Chaladin, 4pi, Indra, Miniball, ISIS, our device, Nimrod, Fiasco, Chimera. Some of these devices don't work at this moment. Some devices are working. Nimrod, this worked. EnFN devices work. And our device also ready to work on the beam. Simultaneously with the creating of four pi devices, it was written many theoretician works where was shown that multi-fragmentation has relation to phase transition liquid gas in nucleus, in excited nucleus. And it's one of these work by Pohatzala that was created, was published in 1995, where it was shown that we can clear to see that we have transition from liquid to gas in excited nucleus. A little bit later, I will show some historical things also. You will see, I will show you some slides, and later you will see some experimental results that will connect to historical things also. It points that we can, this physical observables that we can measure it on further device. We can measure multiplicity distribution, charge and mass distributions, angle distributions. We can measure emission time in case of thermal multi-fragmentation. So I told you that we have combination of relativistic light particles and heavy targets, we can get so-called thermal multi-fragmentation of excited nucleus. What else? We can measure, of course, collective flow. Of course, critical temperature. And what we have? One of the questions that Professor Clemens was satisfied, he asked in summer, how we can separate helium, lithium, and separate helium from lithium. And in our device, we can easily separate these light fragments without any problems. It's not a problem for our device. So this slide demonstrates that we can compare our experimental data with calculation made in frame cascade plus statistical multi-fragmentation model. And also it was also one of the questions of the Professor Clemens that made the comparison between experimental data and calculations. Here, at this picture, you can see experimental data and calculation without flow, and if we include a little bit flow, we can get much better agreement between experimental data and calculations. So, if we repeat this calculation for fragments with different z-value, we can show this slide where is the flow velocity as a function of z of fragments. And we can see that flow velocity decreased with increasing charge of fragments. It means that more heavy fragments created close to center of mass of breakup system. What else? At this slide, you can see the correlation function between two coincident fragments created in one event. Versus relative angle between these two fragments. This method very sensitive to situation to feel understanding, have we simultaneously break up all we have sequential fragment emission. It was one of the first questions that was asked to people who studied multi-fragmentation, because don't was understandable it, we have simultaneously break up or sequential emission of fragments. And if we make such correlation function between two coincident fragments, so we should have hole for small relative angles, because for case simultaneously break up, because at this case, if we have simultaneously break up of without volume, we should have Coulomb repulsion between the fragments and probability detect the fragments with small relative angles will be decreased. And it's one example for this reaction. We have measured correlation function and the calculation in frame cascade plus statistical multi-fragmentation model for prompt by breakup of result and for breakup 100 Fermi OSC. One of the questions Professor Clemens was in the summer was what we can tell about thermalization of breakup system, about the fragments inside the breakups inside of freeze-out volume. In order to answer this question, we can create this slide. It's longitudinal versus transverse velocity of fragment, in this case of carbon fragments, for fixed invariant cross sections. 0.6 experimental data for 5 telescopes at 5 different angles. And it's a fit experimental data by circle. This fit parameter is radius of the circle and shift the circle along this axis. What we can see from this figure? We can see that experimental data are good approximated with a circle. It means that we have isotropically emission of fragments in slowly moving source. So from this figure we can extract for each circle we can extract velocity of IMF and source velocity from and so sorry velocity of IMF radius and shift of the circle, it's a shift center of the circle along this axis. So it's shown on this slide, and we have more or less good agreement in case of big alpha 14.6 GeV alpha on gold target reaction, and don't have agreement in case of alpha 4 GeV on gold for this reaction experimental data and calculation. So it's comparing our data of father, and we compare our data with data that was created by Indiana Silicon Sphere. It's interesting figure connected to historical things, because we had a long story when we extracted critical temperature from our experimental data. Long story, because we had critical temperature more than 15 MeV. Critical temperature for liquid gas phase transition. And many theoreticians had the values at factor of three, about a factor of three less than our data. And we had more discussion with, it's, for example, it's some theoretician, Moretta, who had such values, small values. But nevertheless, finally, Moretta agreed with our experimental data, and he have got experimental data, he have got critical temperature that was agreed with our data. It's also one point concerning to historical things of our experimental things. So in our project we are going to replace, our electronic consists of mixture from CAMAC, CAMAC Unix and VME Unix. We are going to replace some CAMAC units that touched creation of gate generator. We are going to replace this part of CAMAC Unix to VME units because it's more compact, more stable, more fast, for all reasons it's more acceptable than CAMAC. What else? Yeah, what we are going to do in our project, we are going to measure radial flow, source velocity, and lifetime of the system, breakup system. And what we are need, in order to collect million events for each measured, we are need about 50 hours of acceleration time. With intensity 10 in 9 particles per spills. So we can write this table. We are going to get three points on alpha beam and also three points on carbon beam, on nucleotron. In principle, here is written 2029 start of measuring, but in principle we are ready this year, not a problem, because device is ready for working. It's not a problem for our device. It's people, FTI, percentage of people how they will be involved in our project, and it's standard forms. Form 26, 29. Usually we are worked in our project was worked in frame of SEME of Professor Malakhov. So we are will be good, I think, if we will be work in frame of SEME of Malakhov. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I am opening this presentation for questions and comments. Hans.
Your answer to this committee shows that you are just not precise enough. The question to you was, you should show the isotope separation of the light ions, and you just showed that you have element separation. In identification,
we have the figure that I have shown, that was shown. It was for detecting fragments.
Yes,
we have delta E telescopes.
Show me number 6, and I see only that you have helium, lithium, beryllium.
Yeah.
Boron, but you have not helium-3, helium-4, helium-6, lithium-6, lithium-7.
We have delta EE telescopes.
Yes, I know. With delta EE telescope, you if they are good, you can have all the separation of helium-3, helium-4, lithium-6, lithium-7, barium-7, barium-9. We all had that 40 years ago. And we have shown, and we discussed last time when you presented it, that it's exactly there the big difference in physics we want to explore, and we want to have the solution. The helium-4 spectra in these measurements from Ed Bevelack, not this emulsion stuff which you showed. There were detectors where the helium-3 and helium-4 spectra deviated vastly, and the helium-4 was explained then in a kind of qualitative way that it's the binding energy in the expansion phase which favors the helium-4. And we observed multi-helium-4 products in multiplicity combined with fast particles, so we had a much more complete experiment than what you show. But the isotope separation, at least up to beryllium and bor, up to helium, lithium, and boron, is essential to give an answer to the physics. And you don't show in your slide delta EE, you don't show that you have the separation power. So for me, this experiment is way below the quality of 40 years ago. And you are ignoring the physics which we have published broadly in papers and discussed, because there was a big program, physics program, not only at Bevelack, but also at Fermilab and Argonne, and then later at CERN and so on. So you just ignore that, and you are happy with your detector, and I consider it's not state of the art.
Do you have any response to that?
In principle, of this slide. One moment. In this slide, you can see what we are plan to study. And if we are going to study radial flow, source velocity, and lifetime of the system, these telescopes will be enough.
This is not what I'm talking. I'm talking that your detector is not good enough to answer physics questions which are maybe still open. If you want to do an experiment because you have a detector and you want to do running, this is not what we are here for. We are here to justify whether there is scientific merit or not. And I don't see it. If your detector would have isotope separation power, beautiful.
I have a scientific comment.
Okay, Richard.
I have a scientific comment. So you mentioned that you can determine the average lifetime of the fragments using fragment correlations. But in fact, you can do more. You can even determine which fragment was emitted early and which later, separating fragments with different velocities. So do you know this possibility, or did you try it?
Excuse me, once more. What?
So you mentioned that using fragment correlations, you can determine the emission time of the fragments, average emission time.
Yeah.
But you can do more. You can determine which fragment was emitted early and which later.
Of course.
You did it, I suppose, yeah?
We answered this question, but I don't show it. It was not showed on these slides. Yes. Principle, yes. We made such work because we usually standard position for measuring lifetime, it's taken into account the fragments in freeze-out volume. And we asked oneself, can we make correlations between where one fragment we take on early stage on early stage of reaction, and second fragment we take on the freeze-out volume. It's much later than early fragment, and we have such work, and it work is published, and this work is published, but I don't show it here. Yes, we have such work. We have correlation between.
Any further comment or questions? Then I will give the floor to Jean, that was our referee for this revised version.
First of all, three questions were submitted last year by the Pierre PAC to you. The credits for those questions goes to the PAC and not just to me. The PAC contributed more to it than I did. And I was, when I received the answers or your comments to the three questions, I was extremely disappointed. Because, for example, question one, the PAC notes that similar work on multi-fragmentation of nuclei was carried out some 40 years ago at Fermilab, at CERN-PS, and at the Bevatron and Bevelac. Your answer is the process of multiple fragment emission is the main decay, etc. But that's exactly what is written in the proposal. It's exactly what is written in the introduction. The introduction starts with exactly the same sentence. The process of multiple fragmentation emission is the main decay mode, etc. And absolutely nothing was added to it. And the same is true for the other two questions and comments. So in the replies, nothing new was added, nothing was brought forward to clarify or to make clearer the issues that were raised. And also your presentation today, basically it was also just a repetition of what is in the proposal with one or two additional plots that were shown. But there were no new elements that were presented here. So I was extremely disappointed with the answers that were given, and also with the presentation today, and also the issues that were raised in more detail by the other members of the PAC were not satisfactorily answered, really. So those are my comments.
Thank you very much. John, do you want to respond? Do you have anything to say to what Jean just raised now?
It was shown famous caloric curve. That was created by using these FOPI devices. It was shown that we measured critical temperature for liquid gas phase transition. If you tell about the lifetime of the system, our device was the first who measured lifetime of the device for thermal multi-fragmentation. And I don't know what else.
Okay. Any further comments? Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Okay, we have now two presentations, all related to search for new physics in the charged lepton sector. The first one combines mu2e and meg2 and will be presented by Vladimir Glagolev.
Okay. Good afternoon, dear colleagues. Let me start. And here you see the title of project, Search for New Physics in the Charged Lepton Sector. So this project is going to combine three experiments, MUTE experiment, COMET experiment, and MUGAMMA 2 experiment. And this is not new, but continued participation in the alliance. Indeed, we have a 2-team for now, Search for New Physics in Experiments with High Intensity Muon Beams, which combined two experiments, one MUTE and our experiment as activity MUGAMMA experiment. And we also have a team experiment COMET at J-Park. And motivation for combining three experiments into one project. We have a common physical task, charged lepton flare violation. And there is a paper in European Strategy for Particle Physics which combined four experiments, COMET, MUGAMMA, MUTE, and MUTE. And if you look at some diagram of new physics, you can see what MUGAMMA and MUE conversion process are complementary processes. If we take a look on this process due to neutrino mixing, it also can happen, but probability at the order of magnitude 10 to minus 50, which cannot be obtained experimentally now. Next motivation. This is optimizing the allocation of resources between experiments with similar detectors to increase scientific significance of participation and level of commitments made in accordance with the recommendation of 50th session of PEC on particle and nuclear physics. And the experience which our team had with CRV system creation and with muon system which come from CDF time could be transferred to COMET collaboration, which is very interested in this. Most stringent lepton flare violation upper limits is shown in this table. If we look in the sector starting with muon, you can see four experiments here, and in three of four experiments we are going to participate further. New physics search. There are many possible new physics contributions to MUTE conversion, either through loops or exchange of heavy intermediate particles. And a lot of these models predicts MUTE conversion at the level which could be detectable by MUTE and COMET experiment. MUTE collaboration consists of over 200 scientists and signal. Stop negative muon in fin target, where we quickly form one S muonic atom, and one need to look for 105 MeV electron, and selected from electron from regular muon decay, which is shown here, and this is a zoom of the spectra, and one need to have a good energy resolution to select signal among background. Experimental apparatures include three parts. First one, production solenoid, where primary target is concluded, then transport solenoid and detector solenoid. In the detector solenoid, there is a target tracker from straw tubes and two colorimeter disks. And what about sensitivity? For MUTE run, it's expected to be reach sensitivity in order of magnitude 10 to the minus 17. And when main background is comes from physical muon decay in orbit and cosmic ray induced. The cosmic ray vita look like shown here. It consists from 80, it will consist from 86 models, 15 types different, and technology, 4 layers of extruded polystyrene scintillator counters with embedded shifting fibers, readout with SiPM photodetectors. A track stop in 3 out of 4 layers produces a VETA in offline analysis. Contribution. R&D on filling the holes for fibers in the counters of electric liquid silicon synthetic rubber without catalyst. And we perform a lot of R&D on this topic, and this is shown schematic filling with liquid silicon synthetic rubber. We tested a lot of samples up to 5 meter length, and this technique helped increase in light yield by a factor about 1.5 against that of dry strip. And it's also provide compensation for loss of scintillator light output due to their natural edging, because it could masking the crack inside the scintillator in time. We also perform some tests on GNR neutron reactor to check radiation resistance of our samples and silicon synthetic rubber. And it was shown what this is suitable to be used in experiments. GNR contribution CRV. We are ready to fill the fiber holes with synthetic silicon in 7 meter counters to increase light collection, and we can fill up to 3 to 32 holes at a time, one layer per time. Next, we developed a full stage of assembly and testing of models during the mass production, and participated in 3 models assembled of 6 meter length, weighting 2 tons each, and 3 models of 3.2 meter length. And we created the test stand for quality assurance of the CRV models, and some example of cosmic muons is shown here. Next, climate energy calibration with decay in orbit electrons at half field, B equal 0.5 Tesla. Why we need to use half field for calibration? At nominal field, the majority of decay in orbit electrons fall into a hole inside the calorimeter disk, as shown here. So calibration at half field is assumed, and it's expected to reach statistical accuracy better than 0.6% for about 20 minutes special calibration run. Next, front-end preamplifier and electronic development. We simulation were performed during front-end electronic board development process to estimate basic characteristics. And our colleagues performed preamplifier gamma radiation test and vacuum tests, and stand for front-end electronic testing at Dubna to perform quality assurance for all set of 3,500 preamplifiers for MeTu electromagnetic calorimeter. Quality assurance stand was developed at our lab. This is a hardware and software complex for quality analysis with low quickly estimate main preamplifier characteristics. And we expect to obtain these preamplifiers from LNF Italy very soon, check them, and after that we will be sent to Fermilab. Next, MeTu-E, second stage R&D. We managed to create a PMT for effective registration of fast component and suppression of a slow component of a fluoride. For second stage MeTu-E, the calorimeter should be reassembled using more radiation-resistant fluoride barrier crystals, because iodide-cesium crystal will work just for the first phase of MeTu-E experiment. And there are no commercially available photodetectors for MeTu-E 2 calorimeter. And problem with fluoride barium crystal, it has a slow component which should be suppressed, and it has a fast component which lies in ultraviolet. And we performed a lot of R&D work to to make a suitable photodetector. One of that is work with thin multi-layer filter, and this work was reported by Color 2018 conference at US Oregon by Yuri Davidov. And also we managed to create a PMT using so-called aluminum gallium-based photo cathode connected with multi-channel, micro-channel plate, and we have in hand two such photo detectors, photosensitive, spectra-sensitive spectra are shown here, and they are very good to work with fluoride barium crystals, and will continue with R&D. Summary of a contribution for METUI CRV. R&D to increase light collection from long scintillator counters with fiber inside them, simulation radiation sources and cosmic test, radiation hardness test, test of different types of counters on 120 GeV proton beam, creation of a test stand for quality assurance of assembled CRV models, development of models assembly method and participation of the models assembly and test for colorimeter. Test of LISA and iodide-cesium Kharkov-made crystals on radiation source and electron beams at Frascati and Erevan accelerators. Participation in development and testing of front-end electronics. Participation in zero-module test at Frascati. Participation in quality assurance of iodide-cesium crystal in Caltech. Simulation of METUI colorimeter and city calibration. And for second stage R&D, R&D with solar blind photodetector for body fluoride crystal to suppress slow scintillation component. Plans. CRV. Continue to participate in the models assembled and quality assurance test at University of Virginia. Next, filling of the fiber holes for 7-meter counters with synthetic silicon to provide efficient counter life. Participation in assembly, startup and maintenance of a CRV if possible. For colorimeter, quality assurance test of all front-end board at GNR created test. Provide METUI colorimeter and city calibration at half magnetic field. For tracker, participation in the Strobe panel production and quality assurance at Minnesota University. And one of our colleagues right now is working for that at Minnesota. Operation, creation of a remote control room, data analysis, proceed with data search for conversion electron among background, and continue to work for METUI R&D. This is estimation of human resources, physics schedule. It expected to be first physical run of 2023. You will see a lot of publication on this project, what we have right now. And this is a conference talk, and just to mention, two last talks were done at October-November last year at Nuclear Science Symposium at Manchester United Kingdom by our young colleague Nikolai Tanov and David Chuheli. MIGAMMA-2 experiment is located at PSI, more than 65 physicists in collaboration. Signal. Mu plus decay at rest, and one need to detect back-to-back gamma and positron. And main background is shown here, accidental background, when we have a random gamma quantum and radiative muon decay. And detector layout consists of two main parts, positron spectrometer and liquid xenon detector to detect gamma quantum. And MIGAMMA has an upgrade right now, and main component of upgrade is a cylindrical drift chamber, and there is some problem with this chamber, as you probably know. Contribution. Development and support and 3D visualization software. We suggest that MIGAMMA collaboration to develop even display web application based on new technology using WebGL library to visualize 3D interactive models of all sensors detector in online and offline modes without additional software on client side. And working demo version of the event display is presented at MIGAMMA collaboration last summer. And here you see reference, you can look at working version of this soft, and Viktor Kurilov is doing that. And many our experiment is interesting in this soft. Next, gamma 2 data processing and analysis. Main goal of this activity, participation of our lab in data processing and physics analysis, effective using of our computer infrastructure, BIMEC2 collaboration. And we are going to use our lab computing cluster, which includes 800 CPU and appropriate amount of disk storage and status. MuGamma software installed, full chain of MuGamma 2 simulation and analysis program was tested successfully. Our cluster is certified for working MuGamma 2 collaboration, and members of our group started to work with drift chamber simulation and pattern recognition software. And MuGamma collaboration participants run the job on our cluster. And next, contribution to improve some in some kind package of giant 4, including the correct cross-section for photonuclear reaction in giant 4. Next contribution, participation in construction, installation and setup of a positron tracker. Development of a new method of measurement of wire tension inside closed volume for positron tracker for control of detector performance. An improved design of cylindrical drift chamber has been developed and presented to the collaboration. Development and support of user-friendly web interface software for control and setup of multiple parameters of the wave dream boards. This is a new type of boards, and our colleague Nikolai Khmutov is doing data acquisition on these boards. Plans. Drift chamber maintenance, data acquisition, plus even display development and support. Ensure the operation of GNR cluster for simulation and data analysis, increasing the computer cluster data storage and power by necessity. Participation in the drift chamber simulation, track reconstruction procedures, precise energy reconstruction and liquid xenon calorimeter and power in data analysis. Participation in physics analysis of experimental data to search for MuGamma decay, and participation in physics analysis of experimental data for precise measurement of radiative muon decay. Here is a list of publications on subject of MuGamma projects and conference talks. And members of a group, total FTE about 6.4, and estimated expenditures for MuTu experiment. And the same for MuGamma experiment. As you can see, we ask not very big resources. And the next talk will be continued by Zviad Tsamalaidze by Comet experiment. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, thank you very much. Questions or comments? Yes.
Maybe after no, the...
Maybe, let's see whether there are any other questions.
And we'll make a single report after
yeah.
The two. Okay.
Okay, Fuchian.
Familiar with Mu2E, but you went through this quickly. Is this the same experiment in the U.S. At a Fermilab?
Right, it's exactly okay. The experiment at Fermilab.
Is the experiment approved by DOE?
Sure, okay. It have a last stage already operations, construction stage.
Okay.
And it's fully financial support.
Because I heard that they have they struggled for many years to try to get that approved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hans?
Technical question. You are doing R&D on barium fluoride. don't you use a quartz window for a photomultiplier and you solve all your problems? Because there was once upon a time TUPS detector for barium fluoride for pi detector, and they had, of course, quartz windows at their photomultipliers and worked beautifully. Fast components, everything is fast timing and so on.
For Mu2E, the calorimeter should be work at trigger and should be very fast response. So we need to select a fast component, and it's less than 1 nanosecond, about 500 picosecond.
Yeah. That's exactly what these people did. With a photomultiplier, fast photomultiplier, quartz window, they used the fast components to do sub-nanosecond timing. So the keyword is TAPS, TAPS.
as far as I know, Caltech also performs some R&D study to try to work with fluoride barium crystals. Maybe there is some speciality. I'm not familiar with experiment you are talking about. I will take a look.
Any further comments or questions? Okay, I have one very general question that I didn't understand. At the beginning of your presentation, you had a slide where you say motivation for combining three experiments into one project. I didn't get what you are combining.
Three experiment, mu2 experiment, mu gamma 2 experiment, and comet experiment.
But what does it mean combining? I mean, you want to pursue the three experiments in parallel.
Right.
What are you combining?
We're combining resources. Resources. We had before two teams.
There is a group.
Now we are going to have one team, yeah? And part of our group, which was busy in mu2e experiment, will slightly move to comet experiment to help them to produce CRV system for comet.
I couldn't see, for example, the comet personnel and the personnel that is involved in what you are presented, they have very little of overlap. There may be one or two persons overlap in the two groups. So I'm just don't understand what you mean by combining. You want to put it thematically under the same umbrella. That's okay,
people,
but that, you are not combining anything here.
Some people shown in the table for mu2 experiment really is going to participate in comet experiment in some part of FTE. Partially.
Sorry?
Okay.
No, I didn't see there only one or two names appear in both lists. Okay,
wait.
I compared the two lists for Comet and for mu2e, and there is no overlap.
I think it's more complex than what you say. I think the situation is not clear at all. But I will talk afterwards, okay?
Yeah, okay, we will wait for Comet to operate. Okay, Peter.
Maybe I did not get it. What is the state of MEC2? I see mu2e will start data taking in 2023. And MEC2, what is the situation there? I did not get it. And I'm not aware of this experiment.
You mean situation with mu gamma? You are talking about mu gamma experiment?
The one that is on the screen, MEG2.
Yeah, this is a mu gamma experiment.
Okay,
MEG2.
So yes. Do you take data or you are preparing or what is happening?
Now it's in the technical run and it has some problem with drift chamber, yeah? And if this problem will be fixed, it will start physical run with fall. If not, it will start run data next year or maybe 1.5 years later. It depends on the situation with Dream Chamber.
Okay. You want to make a comment?
Just a small comment.
Sure.
If I'm not wrong, the joint PC session recommended to join this. To make one topic under this all three the experiments. There's some signs, some direct, was direct us to this direction.
I can comment on that. No, I don't think that you are misinterpreting what we said.
No, but look, I think if you allow me, I would like
yes,
to say something.
Go ahead.
We are accumulating sentences over sentences. So allow me to try to make the point clear as far as the PAC is concerned. Okay, last time we reviewed this separate experiments, okay? And I was a referee, so I remember. At the end of the story, we decided to have three categories. One, which is experiments which must be supported because they are bringing added value to the lab. The lab, the group is strong. There is a clear physics case, visibility, etc., etc. And we had a list of A. Then we had problems with B and C. And there are two different kinds of problems. Problems means B, that a few of these requests are not fulfilled, and C means that they are not fulfilled. Yes. I am not a lawyer, I am a scientist. Okay, so when I rank A, B, C, it's clear to me that C is worse than B. And B is worse than A. And when we talk about priorities, we always use the word first priority. For me, first priority is A. Second and third are not first priority, right? By definition. So, mu2E was third priority. Third priority. And Comet was second priority. Okay. Then, now we also recommended to make a clear situation about this physics. And I think, I don't know whose idea it was, but the idea of a team, I think it's very good. So either it's a management or it's a scientist, I don't know, but I appreciate everywhere that this is a very good idea. But now, since we are not kids and we know what a team is and we know what collaboration is, let me explain that there are two choices. One, we have a team where we have a collaboration. Now, collaboration between different international experiments can only be done through MOUs. Because even if you have two competing experiments like Mu2E and Comet and MEG, three competing, only if you have an MOU between the top management of the experiments, you can have collaboration. And this collaboration, I take the case, for instance, of T2K and NOVA, there is a high-level cooperation, but with published data. So, namely, that they can decide together to have a high-level analysis with data which are at the end of the path. And this is not an issue of GNR group or MINDS group, is the issue of the collaboration. If you have two competing experiments, as Mu2E and Comet, and some researchers of the group GNR in both experiments talk together, this is not allowed. This is not allowed. Okay? Wait a moment. This is not allowed because two experiments are competing. Now, on the other hand, that's not my job. It's your job. It's the management. Then, I'm just saying things which are found in the books. This is the rules of the game. You can decide what you want. I'm telling you what is the experience in high energy physics. Okay? And you know very well. The other case, if they don't want to have a team, but they want to run as individual experiment, as it is the case, I'm not a kid, this is an experiment which want to run independently, and they have a plan. He said, I will run in the year 2023, etc., etc. If they are independent experiment, I would rank this experiment C, and personally, as a referee, I will not recommend approval of this experiment for the same reason which I said last year and for the reason which I explained in my report. So this experiment will not be approved. The MEG experiment will not be approved, and I would only give my positive opinion on Comet. And I would request you to approve Comet and to reject MEG2 and Mu2E. This would be my personal judgment if there are three different experiments. But now you tell me that there is a team, and I like this very much. So what I would propose then, since I've read the proposal, etc., etc., I would propose, I anticipate this, but since your discussion is open, I would propose that we don't approve continuation for the 3 years. We just grant 1 year funding to the three projects to decide which is the GNR project. Okay? So, this would be my proposal. Of course, you are free not to accept this, but in this case, I personally, since I am fed up with this kind of discussions, I will quit the PAC the day after. Thank you.
Comments? No comments.
No further comments, Hans.
I support Antonio because I think the joke was always for Rick. Oh, Dubna has several groups in the Rick business, and they meet in Brookhaven, but they never talk to each other in Dubna. And the intellectual part, the intellectual part, you should have a discussion even if of your topic, even if you are from different institutes. And I think Dubna needs that.
I think it's time to stop this story. We have very often seen in the last 10 years, this is my experience, and I worked together with other colleagues to mitigate this problem. We cannot go ahead with having in Dubna competing experiments, okay? It is rather rare in the community to have Atlas and CMS in the same institution. This happens, but now for historical reasons. Now you are telling me that you want to have a collaboration in Dubna between two competing experiments. Without an MOU between the two collaborations.
I would propose that we stop this discussion. We hear comment. We may come after that later on. So if there are any specific issues related to this presentation, we will take it. Otherwise, we move to the second one on comment, okay? Okay, thank you. Now, we go to the comment presentation by Tsviadi Tsamalaitse.
Thanks to me, give chance to report, make report about comment experiment. Thanks to give me chance to make report about comet experiments. This is a short report about our results, and of course we have to ask you to make some extension this project next 3 years. This is German comet June team. So my colleagues Vladimir Glogol will detail explain the motivation of the physics of this, but I'd like to say a few words because once we have quark mixing and neutrino mixing, and of course we could expect that also leptons mixing, but for us it's very encouraging that happens this process, neutrino oscillation. But to find this, of course, it's a new physics, and we have to, now is very crucial point for search of new physics in a different direction. One is this charged lepton violation. But to study this, we have to choose which kind of few direction. This is highest energy, intensity beyonds and cosmic frontiers, like underground experiments. In our case, we are here. So I have to say a few words about, I have to remind you, mu conversion mechanism, what kind of processes when negative muon stopped in materials, it's trapped, and the Munich atom is formed. After that, it cascades in Munich atom, and finally is muon bound at 1s ground level. After that, the fate of muon is decay in orbit. This is around this probability in aluminium. Second choice is muon capture, but both of this is in framework of standard model. But we could expect those other like exotic process, muon capture without neutrino. This process, this we are calling muon conversion. This is muon conversion. What is in experiment we have point is very convenient because this we have to measure electron energy, monochromatic energy, this one, around 105 MeV. And this is very far from Michel spectral energy, which is 58 MeV. So in this process, we have lepton flare violation change. It changes one unit, lepton, muon lepton or electron lepton, but total is conserved. So we have realized this purpose, muon conversion experiment in comet collaboration. Comet collaboration is more than 200 collaborators, and more institutes and more countries. This is still going, so including these countries, is GN member state countries, five countries, Belarus, Czechia Republic, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Russia. So it was decided a few years ago that comet experiment will be realized in two phases. This is phase one and phase two. Phase one is comet phase one start. We are planning to start 2022, but phase two this we don't need. But in approximately 2023 or 2023 or 2024, this depends of successfully of this. So this project will be realized in JPARC Accelerator Center. This is joint project of KKGIL. It was built a new beeline for comet experiment hall. We are using this is proton beam and power for comet phase one and phase two 8 GeV. This is the same for phase one, phase two, 3.2 kilowatt and 56 kilowatt. This is for phase one, phase two. But I have to mention this why we are choose 8 GeV because one of main dangerous particles in our background is antiprotons. And 8 GeV is close to threshold for production of antiprotons. The second reason why we need that this 8 GeV, this is if using this 8 GeV proton beam, it is very convenient to get very high extraction factor. Later I will say this. So this is comet phase one. Like this is mainly for pion production. Muon transport the detector system. We have two purposes. This is first is muon conversion search of muon conversion of this 10^-15. This is 100 times better than previous ones in them two. And background very detailed background study for the comet phase two. So comet phase one requirements and detector. So to make some kind of very serious jump from 10^13 to 10^-15 or 17, we need very serious, like new technology or new method of experiments. This was mainly our requirement is must be we have to reduce backgrounds, beam backgrounds, and for this we have pulsed beam. That is very nice solution, and N plus extinction factor, which must be 10^-11. Second one is highest intense muon source. We get this for high intensity pion production, and also magnetic capture system, transport system, and so on. So for phase one, we are using a graphite target because this graphite has very serious advantage. This graphite target is refractory material, and so it's tolerance to high temperature, this one. Because in this case, we don't need a cooling system. This is very important also. for as muon for muon we using aluminium target. This is also we says parameter. So that's this. So and also we need the curved solenoids, and because we need very efficient transportation of muons. And finally, for detectors, we need excellent calorimetry training detector systems. Purpose one, for purpose one, phase one, we're using CDC, centrifugal drift chambers. For task two, for phase one experiment, we need, use it, combine this like a straw plus a calorimeter. So this is the parameters of CDC. As I said, we need an excellent momentum and space resolution. We already get it. This is less than 200 micron space resolution, and the momentum resolution 200 kV. Less than 200 kV. This is a straw tracker. Oh, sorry. For straw tracker, we're using five station. This is parameters of the stations. And the requirement, which is very important, is we have to measure momentum resolution for this is in one Tesla magnetic field, less than 200 kV, and space resolution is the same, 200 micron. For electromagnetic calorimetry, we're using LISO crystals. For phase one, we are collected and we're using 500, 600, but for phase two, is large amount. So total sign, this is parameter of crystals, and we are required that energy resolution for calorimeter must be less than 5%. So, and the cosmic veto, which is a very important detector system, because this is necessary for us, for us phase one, also for phase two. Main requirement for CRV is 99.99% efficiency. Also, we are using all, it is active cosmic veto. As also we have passive shields, 2 meters of concrete and 0.5 meters steel. So, as I said, like this process and study this process is very very important. I said crucial point is backgrounds to be controlled backgrounds. So we are divide this background as a physics background, beam related background, and cosmic ray background. So, but we have for each of backgrounds we have this method. What, for example, for the physics backgrounds, main background is DO, decay in orbit. We have to reject this getting excellent resolution from tracking and calorimetry. As I said, less than 200 kV and less than 500. 5% energy resolution for calorimeter. For beam-related backgrounds, we have pulse beam. Between them is more than 1 microseconds that you can see from the beam. That is beam-related beams coming of this year. We just starting from 700 measurement windows from 700 nanosecond. And cosmic ray veto. To get this volume for phase one. We absolutely necessary for us is inefficiency 10 minus 4. We have very carefully, few groups carefully calculated backgrounds, and this is for phase one backgrounds using extinction factor, which is very important, as I said. So we have calculated, we have estimated the comet phase one sensitivity. This is parameter, this is number of muon stopped in target, aluminium target, this, and we can get this result, we are absolutely sure about this. And for this we need more than 150 days for beam measurements. So let me start the group's contribution and responsibilities. We are in Comet Experiment Science 2008. Our contribution is straw tracker, electromagnetic calorimeter, software study for straw tracker and ECAL. So I have to say this last C4ER's simulation study for straw tracker optimization and electromagnetic calorimeter. as R&D program and the certification of crystals, we in parallel course work for this simulation. So in for STRO, our contribution STRO is in STRO model design, STRO tooth production and testing in Japan, STRO study of these properties of STRO, the manufacturing area for STRO tubes, R&D and DLP and GNR, the simulation in STRO. So this is our design, and I have to say that in finally, now already started finally assembling of four station, and a few elements which was done, a few elements designed, using which made our colleagues. So also one thing I have to mention, this is design of complete model. I have to say that we have an idea, and this idea supported, very strongly supported by collaboration we are discussing with them, that we have idea that except five station, we can put one station, new type of station, which is using different different type of tubes. That's so we are producing straw tubes, producing for phase one, 2,200 these parameters, and already sent to Japan and testing there. I have to say that all of tubes are producing laboratory high energy physics, big thanks of head of the laboratories and scientists which helped very serious us in these jobs. Also for phase one, this is tubes, this already, this is like prototypes. For phase one, we need the thinner or less in diameter tubes, so 5 millimeters, 12 micron. So as I said, straw tubes testing in, was tested in Japan, and very important, that's, that was done 2 years ago, and that was pressure was of each of tubes pressure was measured 2 years ago and 2 years later. So into during 2 years, and we are measured that you can see that this is this is tubes pressure before and after. After 2 years, this one, green one. So we are, this is 2 years is 1 millibar per day, this is loss. So that is very nice results, and we don't afraid that the tubes will be not working in next 3, 5, 6, 7 years. It's okay. So also we are very detailed properties of straws, because very interesting that in during time, maybe tubes lost elasticity, and for tension also is we are measuring. That's as you can see from this, the limit value on the straw tension is we have got 1.8 kilogram. But in real experiments in comets, we are expected around 800 gram. So also the dependence of temperature is also good, and also very what very important service life of straw detectors is 9 years. Here we already have plateau, and we don't expect that this lies loose. So it's so we are created the manufacturing area for straw to R&D. This is absolutely new setup. We already have 5 millimeter and 12 micron tubes. It's welding process. You can see in online in on the screen. This is also our measurement. Also, is dependent of very important. Is we have to check the testing diameter of tubes all along the tubes, and we are make this measurement. It's also is good results. We don't change series. So assembly straw tracker status comet phase one assembly already started. You can see this is we are participated. This is straw schedule. For station is slightly delayed 3 or 4 months. Now is continuous, and we are here. Of course, and finally, final station must be 2021, and 2022 must be all of them must be ready. So electronic calorimeter, we are very serious contribution here as simulation, also as simulation, also in R&D, and you can see that some results. I have to say that condition measurement condition of this calorimeter wrapping material wrapping condition. I mean, calorimeter is we proposed, we measure, we find very good solution, and we propose they accepted. As all of calorimeter will be this. So also all of our responsibility, full responsibility, as in Stroh case in calorimeter is crystal certification. Only our group is doing here this. We already radiated. We radiated three of these crystals for 6 to 10 to 11 neutrons square centimeter, centimeter. And we get good, very good results. As you can see, the light output increased by 10 or 20% after this come back this initial value. So this is no problem. Radiation is no problem for these crystals. And all of the data we are collecting, data files. And after that, we have to make some books, and its books will be using for assembling and calibration of calorimeter. This is Stroh ecosystem integration test. We are participated. This is all of the. Before test, all of these crystals were certificated and calibrated in GNR. And as you can see, resolution is 3.9. It is, of course, less than 5%. Also, efficiency is 96% for Stroh. This is very good. So all of the detector system is in agree with its requirements. This is the current status of both detector systems. This is scheduled work on the project in next 3 years. I don't read now this back because we can see that it is a Stroh tracker, equally common tasks. This is our groups. Red color is new members. As you can see, mainly new members is young master students or PhD students. And some papers related to comet experiment. And the plus, the comet experiment will start 2022 engineering run, and we hope that it's continuous physics run. And so, in summary, this is our summary. My summary. So we for phase one is under construction. Comet first now under construction is 100 better than previous experiments. This new physics and CDC for physics research is construction now is absolutely detector is ready. We are planning to ready for 2022. This is our budget. Thank you. That's all.
A very simple comment. This is an experiment. As I suspected, it's an independent experiment as the other one. And if I had to judge this experiment, I would say that this is doing good science. The group is strong, good FTEs. The testing of a calorimeter module, it's a visible thing. The CRV as well. So I would approve this experiment. I would give a positive evaluation to this experiment. Of course, if you are in the team, and then one has to select one experiment, then this would not be enough. Because if GNR has only one experiment, then your program is not ambitious enough. Okay? So.
Any other comments?
Okay, so my proposal is that we are going to break for coffee. However, before we go for that, since Antonio will not be here tomorrow, we are going to go now for about 15 minutes closed session of the pack together with the ex officio members, where we will discuss these two presentations. And the rest of the audience could just go and enjoy coffee right away. Eh? Ah, that's a good suggestion. Okay. But we are back in 5 minutes, not more. We are back here in 5 minutes. We take the coffee here and we are back in 5 minutes.
It will make us less aggressive.